The court has deferred the matter to Friday this week, wherein they'd given the other parties an opportunity to respond to our founding papers with regards to the issues that were raised in those submissions, basically pertaining to the existence or the continued existence of an orphanage which was providing for basic needs of the children involved, which was basically the payment of school fees, the provision of supplementary feeding needs of the children, and also providing a recreational center where they just communed. And we're looking about over 50 children who were within the Headcliffe community.
Were these affected children housed at that particular orphanage?
This orphanage was established by two, well, I could call them senior citizens because they are advanced in age, who saw the need to have some sort of a supplementary initiative with regards to the feeding requirements of the children within Headcliffe. For some of them were coming in from as orphans and were staying with their relatives who could not afford decent meals that are required by any growing child. So they would just commune time and again or every day to receive those feeding supplements that they were getting, and also just as a way of meeting and communing within their society and their fraternities as growing children. So there was no provision of accommodation, for the only structure that was there was only meant to serve the purposes of having shelter for them in cases where they would want to rest during the day or want to play within the house or something.
How would you describe this structure that you said was there?
It was basically like any other temporary structure that you would see or find where someone has an intention to build a permanent structure. It obviously was a non-permanent structure, for it was made out of wood and materials. But for the purposes of providing such facilities, and because it was built for a noble idea, we would feel that it sufficed until the city council had given them approval of building an actual structure which would possibly meet the requirements in terms of the Urban Town and Planning Act.
Are there any plans to give them a stand where they can erect a permanent structure?
Not to our knowledge. What we have only received is the fact that they've continuously bussed them and loaded them in trucks to Caledonian Farm, and the impression that we have is that this farm is not even any better than the conditions that they were within their respective families or even at that orphanage.
What have you heard from the Dominican sisters?
When we had a meeting with some of the affected families and the Dominican sisters, they had indicated that they were looking at alternatives of taking up possibly the matter with the respective authorities.